perfectly well. So, I think we can start, right? There are quite a few of us on the call already. Bart will not be able to join us, unfortunately, but otherwise we have... I have also apologies for Martin. So, let's start. And as you saw earlier, it was I think on Friday already, Bart sent you some documents. And hello? Did anyone say anything, something? Maybe I should make it louder. I'm not sure I can hear whoever was talking. Yeah, so again, hi everyone, I'm glad to see you on the call. And let's start with the overview of the work items as we discussed during our face-to-face meeting in Copenhagen. We need something to summarize all the work we've done already and to see what's still in front of us. So, I see that Stephen asked in the chat window, did anyone hear me just now? I heard something. I'm just not sure it was you, Stephen. Can you say something?
About now, Katrina.
Yeah, I can hear you, yes. But I made it louder, increased volume of my headset. So probably others should do it as well. And then they can hear you too. Yeah, so we certainly can hear you. Okay, Tim, may I ask you to open the chart? Yeah, thank you. As you can see here, we have six groups of guidelines. Of documents. It's the first one currently under development. It's about CCNSL as a decisional participant, completely new set of guidelines. Later today we're going to talk about approval actions and Stephen will guide us through his first version of his document. This is something that needs to be ready by Johannesburg. And then we have rejection guidelines, the significantly more complex. That's a question about the direct removal and other So as petition decisional participant, my understanding is that Stephen has something to say about this. And then we also have IRP, and we certainly hope that David will take the lead there because he's the boss about this. Then we have PTI-related work items, basically, we need documents to review charter and something about this IANA function review procedure. But this is something that has to be done in relation to other CSEs. At least our CSE charter review we have to do together with RISG. Okay, then officials and liaisons. We have specific guidelines with respect to specific review teams ready, but most probably we will need to revisit it after operating standards published. We haven't started doing anything yet with non-com guidelines. It needs to be reviewed and completed. Liaisons and observers done, adopted by the council. Council elections, yeah, again, today, later today, we're going to talk about that. Then appointment of ACPOD member advisory to IANA Trust, that's about the use of trademarks, IANA, blah, blah, blah. As you may remember, we had to appoint our representative, and we did that without any guidelines. We appointed Martin. But we will need some document because we appointed him for 1 year, and to reappoint him or somebody else, we certainly need some document. It would be nice. So it also should be ready by June. Yeah. Oh, but it's not. Oh, I don't think it should be something too difficult. You could use this RZERC and CSC document as samples. RZERC completed. ECAC completed. Also. Yeah, I think that CSC also should be here. Oh, yeah, forgot about that. Okay, we should add one more guideline here. And then ICANN operating standard, that's not, well, we're not going to luckily, we're not the ones who are supposed to develop this document, but most probably we will need to comment. So whenever the first draft is ready for public comment, I think our group is going to take the lead and provide some comments and our views on how things should be run. Meetings, sessions of meetings done, sessions of council practices done. New. Yeah, perhaps we need to have another document about the joint meeting agenda. How can we organize? How we organize meetings with other associations? Some GAC with the board. The board is not associated, but you understand the idea. So, how we come up with agenda for these meetings? Next, okay, meeting program working group charter. Yeah, done. Administrative activities. We have a seasons of council roles and responsibilities. We're going to talk about that a bit later today. Travel funding. Yeah. Now we have it on hold because we're waiting for some developments in the council regarding this. And work plan guideline is also done. Operational groups and activities. There was also something I forgot what it was, but yes, it's done as well. So this is the summary of all the things that we've done and things that we still need to. Eduardo, it was you. Eduardo, please mute. Yeah, thanks. So, any questions, any comments, anything you'd like to add to that maybe we missed something? Yeah, but apparently we missed CSC's selection. Anything else? Okay, hearing none. So this is something that we can use for further reference to see what else we need and what are the most urgent documents that we need to work on. Okay, so this is about the summary and we did great, but apparently it's too early for us to close the group. Actually, today I was thinking about any reports to the council. Initially, we were supposed to report to the council, but we just work on all the documents, and we do updates, we provide updates every meeting, but we haven't submitted any written report to the council. Now we do updates, yeah, we do updates, regular updates, but initially my understanding was that we prepare a pack of documents, submit them to the council, and attach a report where we highlight some, but we just keep submitting, explain what it's all about, and never did any formal reports. I'm just thinking about what are we going to do in the end of our work, if there's ever to whatever we're doing. Okay, so any comments on this? If not, let's move forward, and that's a nice document from Stephen. Just as complicated as the bylaws, I must say. Okay, Stephen, the floor is yours.
Okay, good morning, everyone. What you have in front of you here is a first draft of the approval guideline. The approval process within the Empowered Community Bylaws is the simplest of them all. Basically, if ICANN makes a change to a fundamental bylaw, wants to do an asset sale, and there's a third item, articles of incorporation, they have to come back to the community and ask us if it's okay. They plan to make a change to a fundamental bylaw, the ICANN board does, in the run-up to Johannesburg. So at Johannesburg, they will ask us for our okay on this bylaw change. It's a pretty benevolent bylaw change. I don't think there'll be an issue, but they have to get the support of three SOACs in order to do this. As a result, the ECA will run a approval forum at the ICANN Johannesburg meeting. The format, length of this, I have no idea at this point what form that will take, but that will definitely be on the agenda. I hope it's on the agenda for the first day of the formal conference, hopefully right after the public introduction to the meeting. So that the community has time to digest this proposed change, and we can discuss it in the CCNSO members' day, and the GNSO can discuss it in their meetings as well, et cetera, et cetera. Because this is fairly straightforward, it's a fairly short guideline. The first section just sets out some general provisions with regards to documentation and how we would interact with other additional participants. I give the CCNSO Council Chair the opportunity to appoint someone else to actually manage/represent the CCNSO with the ECA and the other decisional participants, that is the ALAC, and GNSO, and GAC, et cetera. And then Section 2, that basically describes the requirement that's set out in the bylaws that we need to publish stuff and get our information out to our community as soon as we hear from the board and the ECA what the board wants to do. We need to turn around and get that out, to disseminate that information out to our community as quickly as possible. The idea being to hit the two mailing lists, the CCNSO list, the CCTLD world list, and also publish it on the website. Section 3, again, just codifies requirements in the bylaws for how CCNSO needs to behave as a decisional participant in the approval process. Section 4 outlines how I think the CCNSO decision-making should occur. Curiously, there is no real provision in the bylaws for individual members of the CCNSO to actively, directly participate in the approval process. It's all about the decisional participants. So I feel we as council then would have a responsibility to get this information out to our members as quickly as we can, discuss with our members any concerns they have. But at the end of the day, with regards to the approval process itself, it's up to council to make that decision. So I then reference back to the procedures and the guidelines, CCNSO council procedures on how the voting, et cetera, should occur. I see no reason to make an exception for this process. And the rest of it is a simple majority and notification requirements. Since I circulated this draft, this 0.01 draft, I added a fifth item here in Section 4, which basically all it says is whatever our decision is, we have to publish it on the community and CCPLD world mailing list and also publish it on the website. It's a requirement that I put by me in the first draft I sent out. So that's about it. And any questions or...
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Are there any questions? Thanks a lot. I think it's still very, very complex. I would propose that I go through this document and, well, first I put it into the structure that we use for our document guidelines, and then try to make it simple, try to simplify it the way I understand it, and then you, Stephen, can go through it again and see if my understanding is correct. That's one thing. Another thing that the question is, I just got, CCNSO is a decision of participants, right? I understand that you assume that we can get some comments or, well, I don't know, whatever notices from CCTLD that are not CCNSO members, correct?
I didn't quite follow you on that one.
You mean that CCTLD that are not CCNSO members also can participate, well, you know, when you say that we send notifications to CCTLD World, maybe.
That's what we're doing. The way I envision this is we publish to both lists. We have to be cognizant of and recognize and respect any viewpoints that come in from non-CCNSO members,
since they're part of their community. They're part of our community, whether they're part of the CCNSO or not, and we do represent them. The avenue for which individuals within our community can participate in this process is at the community the approval form. I envision that will be open to anyone who wants to walk up to the mic and ask a question of the board regarding this proposed bylaw amendment or whatever it is that's under discussion in Johannesburg. It will be this bylaw amendment change. I don't see any reason why that would be restricted to just ALAC members, GAC members, CCNSO members, et cetera. I would assume anybody could show up and ask a question of the board on the bylaw change. But that, in my view and reading of the bylaws, is the only avenue where individual members can directly participate in the approval process. Now, this is different from the rejection petition process, but I won't muddy the waters in going down that rabbit hole at this point. But for the approval process, the only direct participation avenue for individuals is at the approval form, by my reading of the bylaws.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Any other comments, questions? Not then. Again, thank you. Can we according to my proposal, that I try to understand what's written in this document and try to simplify it And yes, of course, David, you're right. We do not have much time to react. Okay. So, next step. Yeah, well, yeah, rejection petition would be significantly worse. This looks, well, complicated, but relatively simple. Okay, so can we move forward then with the plan? Yeah, this is a simple one. Okay, so by the next meeting, I'll try to work on this document and put it into the shape of our traditional, now I must say traditional guidelines. Okay, next then is about speaking to elections. As you may remember, in Copenhagen, we asked some questions to the community and got some feedback. It was first about the mechanism. I asked the questions in totally wrong way, and Roloff rightfully pointed this out that, of course, the community has the right to get rid of a councillor or whatever. The question is about the mechanism. Should we describe a mechanism for how to get rid of councillors? And the idea was I must say that my feeling was that people supported the idea, and the advice was to look at the section in the bylaws about how to get rid of councillor. Director on the board. So could use some ideas from that. Okay, we will do that. Apparently the community didn't think the need for a mechanism to get rid of the entire council. Somehow they think that it's highly unlikely that the entire council would just go crazy. Mm-hmm. So then next thing is about, I forgot to ask them about non-com, what they think about non-com councillors, and I haven't received any feedback from non-com either, so this is still an open question. One of the proposals during the consultation was, should we have a mechanism to get rid of the chair? Apparently, there's no need for that because the council can do that at any moment. Well, at least to my understanding, when I read the bylaws, I think that it's quite clear. So that's a summary, the way I remember it. Any comments, any other, anything else you want to like that? Well, you can speak up. Okay. Okay, Stephen agrees with my short summary. And, okay, so no other comments. Okay, great. Then let's move to the next agenda item. It's about the council roles and responsibilities guideline. That was one of the first guidelines we ever reviewed and updated. It was, really, I think, one of the, if not the first guideline that we submitted to the council. And now when I opened it, I didn't like it at all. I didn't like it. I think it was a lousy job. Clearly, we're not experienced. Now we're professionals, but then we were just, I don't know. I really think we need to go back to that guideline, especially because after the face-to-face council meeting and elections of our vice chairs, they showed that we do not have mechanism for contested elections. And Stephen had an initiative and prepared a very nice outline for things that we need to include in this. Yes, it's really is the very fuzzy. It's just normal voting, consent elections. Yeah, technically we have consent elections. But in case of if that's not the case, then we clearly lack in procedure. And this guideline for roles and responsibilities be the right place where to describe it. And therefore, I propose to open this guideline again and review it and update to make sure that it reflects everything we need. Okay, what do you think? Yeah, well, it's I cannot say that we had nothing else to do, but apparently the work must be done properly. So let's go back to that guideline and update it again. Okay, that's if I see that David agreed, hopefully there are no objections. Alejandro and Miriana also agreed, and Eduardo agreed as well. Okay, excellent. We agreed on that. Any other business? Anything you'd like to add? Any? Maybe you could share your experience, your views on some things that you realized during the last ICANN meeting, something that we need to pay attention to. No, nothing, no other comments. Okay, then, if no other comments, then next meeting is on 10th April, and by that meeting we need to look into this approval action document. Well, okay, I will do that. Council election, I'll try to update the document so that it reflects all our discussions during updates in Copenhagen. Role and responsibilities also is something that needs to be done. I think I will go through it and try to submit the new updated version to you guys. And as I can see, Stephen hopes to have this rejection petition draft guideline by our next call. David, could you have something regarding this IRP? Okay, I hope that this yes in the chat window is the answer to my question. Okay, good, it's not 42 or something else. So yes, and so David agrees. Yeah, well, I understand it's not an easy thing, but if there is something that we need to do, and apparently we will need to do it, would be really nice to, well, first understand if we need a guideline. Maybe this is something that needs to be done collectively with other exorcists. But it's really very strange thing, and at least I have no clue what we as a Seasoned Social do. And if we all come together and we have to agree on something collectively, then it's really, I don't even understand who's in charge and who would guide us through this process. Okay, anyway, David, it would be really nice if you could have something, some draft or some outline, and maybe even have some clarity around should this be a sickness or guideline, or we need something inter-community, cross-community. Okay, if that's it, I have nothing else to add. Anything you would like to raise? Last chance to have any other business? Okay. Very cheerful exchange in the chat window. Okay, so if there's nothing... Yeah, we managed in 30 minutes. We're good. We're getting very professional. See you on the 10th, and definitely online as soon as we'll have some documents ready to distribute. So thank you very much, and have a nice remaining day. And see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.